Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
I'm Bob Hansen. I'm the managing partner of Bobby McKee's Dueling Piano Bar in National Harbor, Maryland.
Yeah, so you are the Bob, the Bobby in the Bobby McKee's, more or less.
More or less.
All right, cool. I wanted to catch up with you because, A, I've been there and it's a lot of fun, but B, I wanted to check in sort of, you know, I don't want to say post-pandemic because this thing is like ongoing, stop, starts, keeps going, whatever. It's hard to describe, but, you know, later as this thing has gone several years into the pandemic, let's say, I wanted to catch up and see where things stood and how you've sort of developed a unique following from all over during the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, obviously the last couple of years, it's just simply been about survival. Live local music is, we were the first to close and the last to open. And so it's been hard to sort of retain that client base, retain our entertainers. You know, we're at the point now after surviving that we kind of feel like this next period will be sort of the thriving, if you will, of live local music. And we've been really fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of great dueling piano artists who come from around the country. And what we found during the pandemic, as we were shut down, is that there was still this great need for live music, but obviously you just couldn't do it in person. And so a lot of our piano players built an online audience by streaming from their basements or from their garage that they outfitted, where they would put on a show for an audience. And then what we did is we took our large customer base and directed them to these various artists. And we, in a sense, several days were several weeks and months, we'd have schedules where we'd have Drew and Colleen in Michigan, and we might have Danny in North Carolina. We might have another guy named Drew up in Pittsburgh, Ronnie in Maryland, who would entertain our guests from their basement do an all request show, much like our show, much like our dueling piano show in person. People would still put requests in, but this time it would come in via the chat box. So it was fun. And what happened as part of that is we found that our different artists really started to develop a client base. And that client base over time just kept growing and growing. And Drew and Colleen in particular, they're in Michigan. They ended up doing 200 shows. And as part of that...
You mean virtually they did 200?
200 virtual shows, over 200 virtual shows.
Wow.
Every night they were just out there performing. And you have to also understand, when dueling pianos, these guys and women are so talented because they not only have to know all the songs and they have to know all the lyrics, but there's that, you know, that crowd interaction, that humor that's involved. And so it was good for them to keep performing. Because what often happens if it's like if you don't utilize it a lot, sometimes it's easy to forget.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Correct. And so these guys and girls would go out there and perform, and ultimately they are performers. And so building that audience and entertaining that audience that night, you know, that's what they do. That's what makes them who they are. And so we were really glad to be a part of that. And then when we found out, sort of as we're emerging from the pandemic, and is we're finding that this audience is traveling. So in June, we had, I think, about 30, 40, what they call droopies of Drew and Colleen, or Drew and Ken, where they would come down and perform here at Bobby McKee's in National Harbor. And their audience was coming from Colorado, North Carolina, Michigan, coming from all over the country. And these people didn't know each other. They literally met via their online world. And now Bobby McKee's is what was offering them an opportunity to sort of meet in person and have a great weekend along with all of our other guests. And so it was really cool. And they did some really unique things. They brought some props to the show. So imagine, you know, in Facebook, you have the thumbs up and whatnot. And so they would bring these props in our facility and they would be using these props as the night went on. So it really sort of melded the online virtual world with sort of the in-person live performance by McKee's.
That is really cool. And to your point, like, there's probably a bunch of people that might know, well, I don't want to say they would have never come, but probably wouldn't have come to Bobby McKee's in National Harbor because they were across the country, but only because
I can assure you they would never have come to Wyoming. You know, because in one sense, we're a live local music venue. We cater to the Washington area market. Sometimes we get a lot of the convention people in town. But yeah, you're right. If they weren't coming in for a convention, they wouldn't know Bobby McKee's existed. And it wasn't just Drew in the group in Michigan. There was also, we have a fella in North Carolina, Danny Corzelius, and he's what's known on Twitch as the Human Jukebox. And so he has a huge audience, and he's one of our players as well. And he hosted, I think it was like just a couple of weeks ago, he hosted a meet and greet at our place for all his guests as well, or his, I don't want to call them groupies, but all the people that enjoy his show on Twitch.
Wow.
So again, it's just this idea that these, you know, sort of out of the pandemic, out of the virtual setting, I still think there's this ultimate feeling that people do want to come together in sort of a real world environment. They do want to share those experiences. They do want to sit down. They do want to hear live local music. They want to have a great time. They want to have confetti sprayed on them like we do, you know, and that's sort of the Bobby McKee's experience. And I think it's shining through as we emerge from this post-pandemic environment.
Awesome. Well, I just think I love when we get to hear, you know, some silver lining stories from what was otherwise, you know, economically and medically devastating, you know, last couple of years. I love that some good has come out of it, that we all these fans, the bonding and the connecting nationwide, worldwide, that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So that's really cool. So you mentioned a couple great examples. You mentioned the Twitch guy, you mentioned the Michigan couple, Drew and Galeen, and all the droopies that are gonna come. What, tease some of the upcoming shows, like the droopies, I think, come again when the end of September, early October,
End of September will be the droopies. This weekend we have Danny Corzelius is coming in. He's the fellow with Twitch. We have Jimmy Ross from Pennsylvania, Angela Madrid from Los Angeles, and Dave Haywood from South Carolina will be on our stage this weekend. We are really blessed by having really, really top notch dueling piano talent from around the country. Our director of entertainment, Ronnie Smith, he's from the Southern Maryland area, well-known musician in the area. He's always able to put a real talented a group of musicians on stage. We're a big venue. Our capacity is 450 people. And so not just anybody can go up there and perform. You need to have years of entertainment, because it's difficult not only just to know all the songs and all the recent stuff, but also just to have that humor and that bond with the audience to create that atmosphere where it's just this long-term party all night long. And you want to just keep that audience going. And it takes some real skill. And we've been very blessed to really have some fortunate piano players that are involved.
Oh, yeah. And to remind, in case folks have never gone to a piano bar, it's hard to imagine. But, you know, explain the idea of the dueling pianos, like why it's so much fun. I mean, you get to hear a classic songs that are nostalgic and familiar, but at the same time, it's always different. Like you can go to 10 different shows and they'll all be different because all the requests are different. You know what I mean? It's spontaneous yet comforting. It's nostalgic. It's amazing.
Yeah. And it's a unique place. And you said it very well. It's also a unique place where you're kind of part of the show, not kind of, you are part of the show, because your requests are what the piano players are playing.
Yeah.
It just so happens, obviously, if your request has a tip on it, a larger tip on it, it's more likely to be played next. So you have a chance to sort of direct the show, if you will, from the audience. It's big interaction. We have a lot of bachelorette birthday parties, people coming to celebrate. We always say it's a place where you want to come to celebrate. And you know, all requests, where sort of the players are the one, where the audience is the one who is sort of directing the show, is sort of the best way to describe it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's so much fun. And I mean, I've been there. It's a really cool space. I love how, if my memory serves me correctly, it's sort of like a, I think it's like brick walls, yeah. and the pianos are sort of situated down below but there's like a upper platform where you are with the bar and everything, so you can get good sight lines and look down, or you can go down to the lower level with tables or dance down there or whatever. But paint us a visual picture when you walk in, what it looks like.
Well, imagine two two pianos up on stage, and it's surrounded sort of in amphitheater style seating where you have tables and then you have a level up and you have seating and then you have a mezzanine where everything is designed to look at the stage. And obviously it's all indoor. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're pointing people toward the stage because that's where all the live entertainment's going on. And that's where sort of the fun happens. As I said, we have capacity for 450 people. So when it's in there, it's a party. Each night we'll have confetti shooting out at different times throughout the night. We have show times with our staff. The whole place is designed to get people engaged in the show, to get them up on stage, to just basically to come and celebrate and have a good time. That's what sort of the Bobby McKee's experience is.
Exactly. And I guess what else before we go, tell us, is there any, do you guys serve food or is it mostly a drink spot or what's sort of the deal with what all we can drink or eat there?
Yeah. So we're mainly a bar. We do have a bar food and we do brunches and we do, we also have a kids day that we do on Saturdays. Once a month, and we have a brunch that we do once a month. And on a regular Friday and Saturday night, you know, we have a menu that offers food, but predominantly, you know, we're a bar and people come to celebrate that good time. And to, you know, whether it's a bachelorette party, birthday party, retirement party, all ages, that's the one thing about our place. You'll be struck by the age difference. We'll have the 21-year-olds all the way up to the 91-year-olds. We've seen it all up on stage. And so it's a great place for people to come. They can drink if they want to grab something to eat. There's a menu there that they can get some basically wings, things, sliders, things like that, basically bar food, and where they sit there and they enjoy the show. And what we find is that when people sit down at 7 o'clock for an 8 o'clock show, they don't leave. And it's really nice because they're there for the whole show and they're having a great time. And when you purchase that ticket, you basically have that seat for the whole show. It's usually we stay open until about 1 a.m. At that point, people are like their voice gets a little raspy because they've been singing all night, much like my voice right now. So,
yeah, well, you have a good excuse. You know, if you're running a piano bar, your voice is going to get hoarse after a while. It is what it is.
People come singing. To sing. Yeah.
Sing along.
Sing. And the great thing about a piano bar is, you don't have to have a good voice. Just sing, be part of the show. And you'll have a great time.
Yeah. And the great thing is the piano sounds like a carnival and the microphone smells like a beer.
Exactly.
So come on out and share a drink. They call loneliness. It's better than drinking alone or in all seriousness, it's great for a group or anniversary, birthday party, like you said, whatever, or just a random weekday night, whatever. Come on out. Yep. I want to make sure I have all the details. Take me through pandemic wise. Like when did you guys shut down and when did you reopen? Just take me sort of, I'd like to sort of get some particulars on the closing and reopening.
I'm going to do this as generically as I can because I can't remember the exact details.
You can speak in vague terms.
Yeah. So again, when the pandemic hit, we were certainly the first place to close. And I'm guessing we were closed for about 6 months, 7 months, maybe, before we were allowed a partial reopening. And that partial reopening allowed maybe 10% capacity. And so it was tough because it's tough to put on a show where it's really built around this idea that you get everybody together, you're having a great time. And then all of a sudden only we have 50 people in the place. So even though we were allowed to reopen and we did because we wanted to give the piano players shifts, we wanted to give our staff shifts. It's tough to sort of retain that energy. But we did, and we did that probably for maybe another few months. And then we were sort of open again, and then they closed us down again. I want to say, would that have been maybe about a year ago? And they closed us for maybe another month or so. And then we've slowly reopened and allowed to sort of increase our customer base back to basically now being full time. And we're allowed to have 450 people who want to come and have a good time. And we're fortunate enough this weekend, we're already sold out. But that's the great part about sort of having live local music. I think people are ready to get out again. They're ready to come experience first class entertainment. and we're fortunate to have that for to offer.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it's Bobby McKee's. It's right down in National Harbor. Actually, you tell them, remind them where how they, you know, if they park down right at, by the National Harbor, where do they walk?
Yeah, well, we're right outside the front door of the Gaylord Hotel, near the MGM Casino, but it's more than a walking distance. You have to drive to there. So we're right down basically in downtown National Harbor, park in the St. George Garage, and we're right there on a place called Fleet Street, which is right outside the front door of the Gaylord Hotel. You'll know it because it's got all the lights on top of the street. It's a real lively street if you haven't come to see it at night.
Definitely. All right. I guess in closing, end by pretend I'm not even here. Speak directly to our listeners. You know, hey, everyone, come on out. You'll have a good time.
Hey, everybody, come on out and have a good time at Bobby McKee's. We are a live local music venue here in the DC area that's just waiting to entertain you.
Yep. And if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for me and my Bobby McKee's. All right.
You got it.
It's the best I got, man. All right. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Later.
All righty.